It is January 27th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project, or the Path to Electronic Trading video series, at education.johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Streets Consulting pulled a major coup by hiring Claire Black as managing director. The UK-based financial services and technology business development, marketing, and communications consulting firm announced the hire today in a press release. Black recently left Innovate Finance, where she served as director of corporate affairs and communications for the UK-based fintech industry trade body. Black is a veteran of 25 years in the financial services industry, which has taken her across Europe, West Africa, North America, and the UK in a number of roles, including communications and consultancy, diversity and inclusion, research director, editor, and journalist. She has also spent a number of weeks each March in Boca Raton, Florida, with her husband, Clive Furness, the CEO of Contango Markets Limited. Clive is a member of the JLN Advisory Committee. Japan Exchange Group, Inc. and its consolidated subsidiaries have issued their financial results for the 9 months ended December 31st, 2021. JPX has also offered an overview of earnings for the third quarter of the fiscal year of 2021 for the Exchange Group. There are a bunch of U.S. football teams who are hiring general managers and coaches, none of them named Ted Lasso, and the Minnesota Vikings have hired a former Wall Street trader, Kwesi Adolfo Mensah, as their general manager, the New York Post reported. Adolfo Mensah is an Ivy League educated data expert who came from the Cleveland Brown football organization front office before the Vikings. While on the theme of football, American style, the week has a story just in time for the Super Bowl, the spectacular risk of cryptocurrency investing. Don't let Matt Damon nag you into losing all your money. And this is not all about football, but Sports Illustrated has a story titled, Bitcoin Price Drop Stings for Athletes Taking Salaries in Cryptocurrency, about all those athletes that wanted to show their cool factor by getting paid in Bitcoin. Someone commented on one of my stories about NFTs by saying, I'm not sure why everyone keeps using the abbreviation NFT for decentralized Ponzi scheme. I encourage you to check out the offer from Quantpedia in JLN this week. It is a tool that can save you a lot of time and effort. There's still time to register for this year's FIA SIFMA Asset Management Derivatives Forum, February 7th to 9th in Dana Point, California. FIA and SIFMA AMG are bringing together market participants from all sides of the trade to examine the latest developments impacting the use of derivatives by asset managers. The event will feature keynote sessions by Bank of England Deputy Governor Sir John Cunliffe and former CFTC Chairman Timothy Massett. This year's program also covers UMR, ESG, global considerations, clearing trends, the future of work, and more. You can get more information and register with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. This week we have sponsored content from Quantpedia, quantpedia.com. The Encyclopedia for Algorithmic and Quantitative Trading Strategies helps analysts, traders, and investors discover and evaluate hundreds of quant and algo trading strategy ideas from academic research spanning tens of thousands of papers with minimal time and effort. We identify the most well-explained, applicable, and innovative ideas, catalog the strategies, performance, risk characteristics, and trading rules, and summarize them in plain language. The result is a continuously curated database of ideas for systemic investment and trading strategies. Users can screen and filter the ideas, examine strategy relationships, evaluate out-of-sample backtest results, or review visualized strategy comparisons. Pro subscribers can additionally model custom multi-strategy, multi-asset portfolios. Reports include 200-plus charts and tables with factor regression analysis, risk scenarios, seasonality analysis, tests of alternative weighting schemes, correlation analysis, and more. Quantpedia is introduced by Changing Market Strategies exclusively for John Lothian newsletter subscribers. Use code quantpedia.com until January 31st, 2022 for a 40% discount on a 12-month individual pro subscription. For volume discounts on enterprise subscriptions and for information about other enterprise services, including alternative data analysis and custom projects, contact Changing Market Strategies. Here's the press release from Streets Consulting. Streets Consulting appoints Claire Black as Managing Director, former Director of Corporate Affairs and Communications at Innovative Finance, joins Streets Consulting to steer the business through its next phase of growth. Streets Consulting, the financial services and technology business development, marketing and communications consultancy, today announced the appointment of Claire Black as Managing Director. Claire joins from Innovative Finance, where she served as Director of Corporate Affairs and Communications for the UK FinTech Industry Trade Body, reporting to the founder and CEO, Julia Streets. Claire will be responsible for the strategic direction of the business, building on its successful history of growth. Claire brings with her more than 25 years of experience in financial services that has taken her to Europe, West Africa, North America, and across the UK in a variety of roles, including communications and consultancy, diversity and inclusion, research director, editor, and journalist. My comment, congratulations to Claire on her new position and Julia on a great hire. Here is a story from the New York Times. It's hard to tell when the crypto bubble will burst or if there is one. Crypto prices are highly volatile, as this week's sell-off showed, but diehard enthusiasts believe prices will keep soaring in a world where traditional notions of value don't apply. Since late November, some of the world's savviest cryptocurrency investors have been hooked on a game that has cartoon sheep, cartoon wolves, a digital currency called $WOOL, and the potential to make real money. Graham Friedman, a self-described crypto evangelist, is among them. Mr. Friedman put up more than $20,000 of his own money to buy one wolf and one sheep, or rather unique digital images of them called non-fungible tokens. My comment, here's what you do. You put some soap and water on the bubble, and if you get more bubbles, then it is a leaking bubble. If it does not leak, then you keep riding it. Here's another story from the New York Times. To breed or not to breed, in a world of pandemic chaos, political strife, and climate catastrophe, some would-be parents see the future as too dark to procreate. Before she married her husband, Kirsten Little considered him ideal father material. We were always under the mentality of, oh yeah, when you get married, you have kids, she said. It was this expected thing, expected that is until the couple took an 8-month road trip after Miss Little got her master's degree in public health at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. My comment, the human species is very resilient. It can overcome this darkness. Have faith. Here's a story from the Financial Times. J.P. Morgan fights nuns and activists over climate disclosure proposals. Renewed pressure on the biggest global lender to fossil fuel companies. J.P. Morgan Chase is fighting four shareholder positions related to climate change at the Securities and Exchange Commission, in spite of a new policy by the U.S. agency to take a tougher stance against attempts to block investor votes. The largest lender to fossil fuel businesses, J.P. Morgan, has faced mounting pressure from investors over climate change risk in recent years. My comment, don't fight nuns. They fight dirty with rulers and such things. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was, for the second time, here's how much money you have to earn to be in the top 1% in every U.S. state, from CNBC. Second was, DeFi, increasingly popular tool for laundering money, study finds, from the Wall Street Journal. Third was, Citadel Securities, how the Wall Street outsider became the Amazon of financial markets, from the Financial Times. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. Facebook gives up on digital payment ambitions with Diem asset sale. This is from the Financial Times. Cryptocurrency project winds down, marking social media's giant's retreat from dream of revolutionizing finance. The Facebook-led Diem cryptocurrency project is preparing to sell its assets as the social media giant admits defeat in its once-sprawling digital payments ambitions. The Diem Association, which was launched by Facebook in 2019 and is supported by 25 businesses and nonprofit groups, is planning to wind down, according to several people familiar with its discussions. My comment, the Wall Street Journal's version of this story is here. There's another version of this story. Now here's another story from the Financial Times. Retail traders keep the faith during Wall Street's turbulent January. Amateur investors have purchased U.S. shares every day this year, even as market slides. Retail investors have leaned into this year's market gyrations, pumping cash into U.S. equities, even as share prices have tumbled from historic highs recorded at the start of January. Small-time investors have been net buyers of U.S. equities and exchange-traded funds every day this month, according to data from VandaTrack. The scale of daily inflows stood above 2021 average on all but 2 days since the start of the year. And finally, from the New York Times, Robinhood's meme stock hangover. A year later, many issues linger for the trading app at the center of the frenzy. 12 months ago, thousands of retail investors banded together to bid up the stocks of a handful of ailing companies, notably the video game retailer GameStop and the movie theater chain AMC. The action sent those shares soaring, booking huge gains on paper and dealing heavy losses to hedge funds and to other professional investors who were betting against the companies. And finally, from the FT, investors bet billions on crypto custody providers. Fireblocks hits $8 billion valuation after raising $550 million in latest funding round. The safekeepers of crypto assets are attracting billions of dollars from investors betting that the influx of Wall Street players into digital markets will lead to a surge in demand for custody services. Fireblocks became the highest valued crypto asset custodian Thursday after raising $550 million in a new funding round that put an $8 billion price tag on the company. The figure matches the valuation achieved by FTX, one of the world's largest crypto trading exchanges, which announced a $400 million funding round on Wednesday. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.